the future of tourism could look brighter without Biden and Trump. Political stability always creates a positive image of a destination and attracts tourists, an important export also for the United States. Even the threat of civil unrest, the threat of substantial changes such as challenges to an established democracy, can cause tourists to reconsider their plans. Negative perceptions of a destination can last for years and affect an entire country. The United States may not be different from any other country in the world, but it is different. The U.S. is a superpower. When it sneezes, the entire world can get a cold. Therefore, stability inside the U.S. is essential to guarantee the flow of outbound American visitors to other countries. The safety of American visitors is not only a high priority for the U.S. but also plays into the decision-making when booking travel. Internal tension can easily jeopardize the safety of U.S. travelers overseas. Resilience is more than a trigger word in global tourism, and U.S. politics needs to demonstrate stability and resilience. U.S. President Biden knew this. As the most powerful person in the free world and his responsibility to the American people and world affairs, he again put the American people above himself. iturbonews.com. President Biden announced his decision not to run for a second term on Sunday, endorsing U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place to represent the Democratic Party, so it could compete against former U.S. President Donald Trump. Former President Trump, a convicted felon, is seen by many in the world to be a threat to democracy. The American people are divided, which is causing tensions. Such tensions are spilling over to the world. World affairs are directly related to peace and tourism. eTurbo News reached out to travel professionals around the world for a short comment on President Biden's decision. Germany. SKL executive Wolfgang Hoffmann from Düsseldorf, Germany, thinks this move will mean a better chance for President Trump to win the election. Croatia. Christian Kuravic, CEO of the Ocean Alliance, said from Croatia, "I don't think the role of tourism will be affected negatively. In this late phase of presidential elections, it's too late to choose another candidate. Trump's popularity and determination to continue despite all the events that happened is a clear indicator of his commitment to his goals. Trump is a businessman and he's in the tourism sector. For tourism, his win will reflect positively." Jordan. Mona Naffa, an American tourism leader living in Jordan and a tourism hero, says, "The Arab world is angry at Biden's administration due to the genocide in Palestine. This region does not like nor do we trust Trump, as he is worse to Arabs, specifically Palestinians, than Biden. Tourism will continue as is. The world has already seen and experienced both presidencies, and my thoughts are it will be business as usual." USA. A U.S. reader says, "The presidential race will be ugly, but most feel that Biden pulling out and putting Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee who is useless will lead to a Trump win." Germany. "It's a good step," says Gerd Furman, a high school teacher of this publisher from Germany. USA. The following statement is attributable to Hawaii Governor Josh Green, M.D. "President Biden and his family have made this decision, which I said all along was his and theirs to make. I do not doubt that it was a difficult decision, and in this, I thank him again for his selfless leadership. On behalf of the state of Hawaii, especially the residents of Maui, I express our forever gratitude to President Biden for granting wildfire disaster relief within an unprecedented 6 hours of our request in a time of our people's deepest need." Jamaica. Vold Christos from Jamaica says, "I knew it was coming today. Excellent move for the party. It would be excellent for Michelle Lavon Robinson Obama to take over the leadership, but she said she has no interest. Let's see if the party chooses Vice President Kamala D. Harris as their candidate." Diane McIntyre Pike, president of Countryside Tourism in Jamaica, said the entire country is excited and supports Kamala Harris having Jamaican roots. "It's unlikely that Kamala is not Biden's replacement. The funds they have collected can only be used for them. Unless they are going to agree to give it to another candidate. I rather fancy a Kamala Harris and Gretchen Whitmer ticket. It's about time two women lead the country. It appears to be an open contest. Biden and Clinton back Harris, while Obama and others won an open contest for the ticket. We watch from the sidelines, says Victoria from Canada. Senegal. Fausa Demi from Senegal thinks President Biden, who leaves the presidential race, will have no impact on the election of Trump since each candidate has his ideology for which each American will vote for or against. Now for tourism, I think that it is the actors who must drive the policy and give directions to the government to facilitate tourism policy. Tourism is business and not politics, and therefore it is the responsibility of investors and destination marketing specialists to do their communication work to charm tourists who are true nomads in search of thrills and experiences positive for their well-being and pleasures. Thailand. Peter Simone, CEO of Pata, added, "Now America has an opportunity to demonstrate the power of democracy. It's time for change. Tourism leaders take heed." Israel. Dov Kalman, a tourism leader and WTN hero from Israel, says, "World peace, global stability, care for the environment, international solidarity between the haves and have-nots, sustaining alliances, supporting nations fighting evil forces, and preventing global surprises are essential for the vulnerable tourism industry. Our passion and vision is the building of bridges between peoples and countries, not destroying them. The unpredictable and egocentric policies of Trump are indeed a threat for all tourism stakeholders. Biden made a brave and right decision, putting the country and world before his interest. By the way, if Israel had been blessed with such leadership, so much suffering and internal rifts would have been prevented. The future looks brighter this morning. A Trump victory can be prevented."